This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
607 at WCHL. We have 46 degrees in Chapel Hill. A little bit on the chilly side this morning. It's going to be sunny skies today. High today in the upper 60s. Really nice weather on the way. Former Chapel Hill Town Council member James Plotzman is pulling out of the North Carolina gubernatorial race. He made the announcement last Wednesday on his website. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on the story.
Plotzman said he was the first to declare his candidacy and the first to pull out.
As I got farther and farther into it, I sort of felt like, oh my God, what have I done? It's just the most maddening, frustrating, terrible experience that anyone could ever want. And so in awe of people who can do it, but I'm clearly not one of them.
In the spring, Protsman, a Democrat, announced his intention to run for governor in the 2016 election, 2 years earlier than most aspirants declare their candidacy. Protsman said on his website, quote, after almost 7 months on the campaign trail, I'm sorry to report that it's worse than I thought it would be. Seeing how candidates have to maneuver to curry favor is sickening, end quote. He added that the constant need to raise funds was taking its toll. Protsman said one of his main reasons for running was frustration over legislation passed by the Republican-controlled legislature.
You know, if there's ever an opportunity for Democrats to come on, it's right now in response to the craziness of the Republican agenda. I'm looking for a progressive candidate who can defend progressive ideals, stand for progressive ideals, and fight for them.
Moving forward, Protsman left a message of support for former state representative Kenneth Spaulding, a Democrat from Durham, though he said it is not an official endorsement. In 1977, Protsman went on to graduate school at UNC Chapel Hill and then started his own business. He was elected to the Chapel Hill Town Council in the early 1990s. Today, he works as a freelance writer and business consultant. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:09. More news in just a moment.
Time for a quiz. What Chapel Hill Group is investing in our local environment by buying carbon offsets, planting new trees, and ensuring toxic elements don't get into our water supply? And what Chapel Hill Group generously donates to hundreds of local social causes every day of every week of every year? The answer? Chapel Hill's business community. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Local business owners understand that commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals community. Commerce Plus in Chapel Hill. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
It's another star-studded event this weekend at Diamonds Direct Crabtree as we welcome Simon G, one of the world's premier ring designers, in person. Don't miss this special event this Friday and Saturday. You know Diamonds Direct Crabtree is the Triangle's bridal designer destination, carrying all the rings that are on every girl's wish list, like Simon G. Known for intricate design, high quality, and amazing craftsmanship, Simon G has emerged as one of the most recognized and most popular engagement ring designers, and you can meet the creator himself this weekend.
Engagement ring is a very important piece of our jewelry because we're going to wear that ring all our lifetime.
Come to Diamonds Direct Crabtree and see the entire Simon G collection. Find your perfect ring this Friday and Saturday only and meet Simon G in person.
Love never goes out of style.
Join us for a week of fun and fashion featuring one of the world's top bridal jewelry designers, Simon G, this Friday and Saturday exclusively at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's, official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricane.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to think about it. Is there anything better than a lobster dinner? Fresh, tender, succulent lobster? For lobster lovers everywhere, the answer is obvious. No. Now imagine your delicious fresh Maine lobster served with a side of perfectly whipped mashed potatoes and the world's best hush puppies. You deserve a lobster. And here's the good news. Your lobster dinner is waiting for you at Squid's tonight.
Squid's Restaurant and Oyster Bar. And don't forget, lobsters are on special every Monday night.
46 degrees, 611 at WCHL. Another election news this morning. North Carolina Attorney General Roy Cooper has been spending more time at the Democratic banquet circuit, criticizing Republican policies and seeking to energize the party faithful. His travels serve as a signal he's prepared to seek a bigger job. Cooper's leaving little to the imagination about his gubernatorial aspirations for 2016. He says he's planning for a bid without actually being in the race now. This development comes as Republican Governor Pat McCrory has been in office for only 9 months. Republicans and McCrory's camp are harping on Cooper for running the quasi-campaign and criticizing laws he's tasked with defending in court. Cooper tells the Associated Press he's got to start the planning process, especially since an outside group ran a TV commercial this fall promoting McCrory's policies. A new poll shows that voters in six Senate races, including North Carolina, are unhappy about the government shutdown. Republicans trail in five of the six key races that will likely determine which party controls the Senate. According to public policy polling in Raleigh, Tom Jensen, director of PPP, explains that Republicans need to win six seats to claim a majority.
And North Carolina was one of the states where he found voters particularly unhappy about the shutdown. Only 29% of voters in the state supported it. 63% opposed.
The numbers show that voters strongly opposed the shutdown in each state polled, even though most voted for Mitt Romney last year. Jensen says this may make it harder for Republicans to win back the Senate in next year's election.
In a lot of these races, we're seeing Democrats in better shape than they were before. Or at the very least, what we're seeing is that Republicans are sort of making it harder for themselves to dig out of a hole that they were already in because voters are so unhappy with them about the shutdown.
In North Carolina, Kay Hagan leads a generic Republican challenger by 5%. 63% of voters oppose the government shutdown compared to 29% who support it. Jensen says it's a significant margin given that North Carolinians are divided over politics within the state. Jensen adds that many North Carolinians will likely have favorable opinions of state delegates who voted to end the partial government shutdown and raise the nation's debt limit. Hagan, Senator Richard Burr, Republican, and Representative David Price, a Democrat from the North Carolina 4th District, were among those who voted to end the shutdown. PPP also collected data from Georgia, Michigan, Iowa, Louisiana, and Arkansas for this poll. Carborough Board of Aldermen member and candidate Sammy Slade says if reelected, he wants to help make Carborough a frontrunner in controlling climate change and continuing the town's effort to focus on local businesses.
The sub-issues under both of those, and most immediate one for Carborough, is reconciling our goal for more mixed-use, high-density development in our downtown while maintaining the town character, and balancing kind of the pressures that come along with higher density in our downtown.
Five candidates are contending for three seats on the Carborough Board of Aldermen. Slade says you'll be seeing him around town, making sure he knows what issues are most important to you.
For one, I'm going to be knocking on a lot of people's doors, making sure that they understand what my platform is, and encouraging them to tell me what their concerns are. That's the great thing about elections, you get to check in with folks. But we're always at the town hall, so folks can always come and express their concerns there.
WCHL's Rachel Nass spoke with Sammy Slade about his seeking re-election to the Board of Aldermen and how he believes he will best serve you. You can tune in this morning in the 7 o'clock hour to hear more of that interview. And between now and Election Day, we'll be previewing each of the candidates one-on-one. Early voting is in full swing, and we're kicking off the week by bringing all the candidates to you. Today, from 7 until 9 p.m., you can tune in to WCHL for a forum featuring the five candidates for Carborough Board of Aldermen. We'll also have a full recap on the WCHL Morning News tomorrow. You'll be able to listen to the discussions in their entirety by visiting Chapelboro's 2013 Electing Central page, where you can also check out articles and audio from the forum featuring Chapel Hill Town Council Forum and the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board of Education hopefuls. Our final forum comes to you on Election Day Eve, which is Monday, November 4th, from 3 until 4 p.m., when we'll host Chapel Hill's Mark Kleinsman, Hillsborough's Tom Stevens, and Carborough's Lydia Lavelle, all running unopposed for mayor, for a special conversation about the future of the three towns in the next 2 years and beyond. All forums take place here at the WCHL studios in Chapel Hill. We'll carry all the forums live on 97.9 FM and WCHL, streaming as always on our website, chapelborough.com. And stay tuned to WCHL throughout the campaign season for our ongoing one-on-one interviews, as I mentioned, with the candidates, plus all the latest on the 2013 election. WCHL News Time, 6:16. Time now for a look at morning traffic on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast. They're famous for it. It's guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Well, not a lot happening with traffic so far this morning. The situation will certainly change a little bit later on. And when it does, WCHL will be here reporting on it. Rand Northam in the newsroom this morning. He'll be reporting on traffic starting at about a half hour from now. In the meantime, if you spot anything that's out of the ordinary that we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. And let us know what it is. We'll pass along the word. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. All right, it is 46 degrees in Chapel Hill. Yeah, it's a little bit chilly. There's no question about that. Sunshine today. High today in the upper 60s. Tonight mostly cloudy, not quite as cool with the lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow partly sunny, slight chance of showers in the afternoon. High temperatures creeping up in the low 70s. Tomorrow night partly cloudy with a slight chance of rain and the low in the upper 40s. And then on Wednesday partly sunny, slight chance of rain. High in the middle 60s. I think you can definitely say that fall is here. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. On the way next, don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Rick Steinbacher. I love Chapel Hill. Why? It's a combination of nostalgia with an edgy personality. Sports Illustrated has called Chapel Hill the best college town in America. UNC's Findlay Golf Course, redesigned by Tom Fazio, continues to be recognized as one of the nation's top collegiate layouts. In two words, Dean Smith. Chapel Hill, an edgy community that bleeds Carolina blue.
Explore, taste, tune in. Experience the edge of the triangle here in your own backyard.
Attention all job seekers. Special events happening the month of October at the Employment Service Office located at 503 West Franklin Street, Chapel Hill. On October 11th from 9 a.m. to 12 noon, there will be a job seeking workshop and networking. And October the 31st, any job seeker interested in being a deputy, sheriff, or detention officer, interviews will be conducted from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Any questions, contact Gilbert 968-2031. Thanks WCHL for caring about our job seekers.
Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Fitz Lumber and Hardware in Carborough. I'm Rod Seth. How are the Tar Heels reacting following the near-miss upset against number 10 Miami? WCHL's Matt Oakes has more on the story.
Shockingly, the Tar Heel football team is now sitting at 1-5 on the season. But it was the latest defeat at the hands of the Miami Hurricanes on Zero Dark Thursday that may have hit the Carolina players the hardest. UNC had a 23-13 lead, after all, in the fourth quarter, only to see it disappear in a 27-23 loss to a team now ranked number 6 nationally in the polls. Senior quarterback Bryn Renner says the offense settled for field goals rather than touchdowns far too often in the red zone.
You know, we had a lot of chances in there and obviously came up with a ton of field goals. I think we were 3 out of 4. Just we have to capitalize and get touchdowns in a game like this against a top 10 opponent.
Renner couldn't say enough about the exhilarating 199-yard performance from tight end Eric Ebron. He says Ebron may be the best tight end in the country.
Oh, he's, you know, essential. You know, I think he's one of the best tight ends in the country, if not the best. And he's critical to, you know, to our success passing the ball. And, you know, he's a heck of a player.
Speaking of Ebron, how did he continually find himself open against the top-notch Miami defense? He says it all starts with belief.
Just doing my job, running my routes, you know, believing in the concepts, believing in our coaches, believing in everything.
Despite the setback, Ebron says he believes the Tar Heels displayed to the nation that this Carolina team is much better than their unfortunate record suggests. In fact, Ebron says some of the younger guys really grew up on Zero Dark Thursday.
We showed the world that, you know, our record, you know, doesn't speak for the way that we can play. And, you know, that we are young and we're developing as a team and as a unit. And I feel like this game really helped mature some of our younger players.
Going forward, senior defensive lineman Kareem Martin says the Tar Heels have two options: feel sorry for themselves or fight for wins.
You know, it's always tough after a loss, but, you know, at the end of the day, next Saturday we're going to be playing another football team, and whether we're down or not, you know, they're going to come in Chapel Hill and we're going to play them. So, I mean, we can feel sorry for ourselves and get another loss against Boston College, or, you know, we can just take this loss, learn from it, and get ready for Boston College.
Saturday's game against Boston College will kick off at 3:30 p.m. in Chapel Hill. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And it feels good to be able to come in here today and talk about a Carolina Panthers win. Cam Newton completed 15 of 17 passes for 204 yards and a touchdown. Panthers defeated the St. Louis Rams yesterday in a heated game, 30-15. The Rams, who were 3-4 now in the season, lost their cool, several personal foul penalties, and then lost quarterback Sam Bradford to a late knee injury in the fourth quarter. The extent of the injury is not known at this time. Bradford was running toward the sideline when he was pushed out of bounds by safety Mike Mitchell and came up holding his left knee. He was carted off to the locker room. Panthers quarterback Captain Munnerland intercepted Bradford on the game's first play and returned it 45 yards for a score. Bradford had a long touchdown pass called back on a penalty. The Rams were flagged for 5 personal fouls, and Chris Long was ejected for actually throwing a punch. Well, let's get back to Carolina. Bathed in beautiful Carolina blue skies, the eyes of the soccer nation were fixed on Chapel Hill on Sunday as the number 4 Tar Heels fell to the top-ranked Virginia Cavaliers by a 2-0 decision. And an intriguing twist, both UNC and UVA were without the services of their star players, Crystal Dunn and Morgan Bryan. The pair was absent to represent the U.S. national team. It became clear the Tar Heels would miss their senior midfielder Moore before a packed crowd at Fetzer Field. It was the visiting Cavaliers who struck first. A scoring strike from Brittany Ratcliffe off a throw-in just slipped by the Carolina goalkeeper and into the net 13 minutes into the match.
Heel touch. Goal, Virginia. It was so quick you couldn't see it. The throw-in gets past the Carolina defense.
Tar Heel head coach Anson Dornitz continued to shuffle players on and off the field to keep fresh legs involved and keep UNC in the game. At the close of the first half, it was Virginia clinging to a 1-goal lead. Coach Dornitz, a self-described eternal optimist, stressed the importance of regaining composure in his halftime interview.
I think the best thing we have to do is to remain composed on the ball. Right now we're sort of in a panic mode, and I think we can keep the ball a little bit better than we're keeping it. So that'll be what most of my address is going to be at halftime.
But the shots on goal were the problem. Virginia continued its edge in that category with scrappy play, nifty passes of their own, and they continued clearing of the ball across midfield to stave off Carolina attacks. And eventually, the Cavaliers punched in a second goal to extend the lead to 2-0 with less than 10 minutes remaining. Final count stayed the same as Virginia walked off the win after the defending national champion Tar Heels on their home turf. Carolina only managed 4 shots on goal in the entire game. The efficient Cavaliers converted on 2 of their 6 shots on goal. With a loss, UNC now is 13-3 overall, 7-3 in the ACC. Virginia is 16-0 and 10-0 in conference play. Coach Dornitz says the Tar Heels still have their eyes on the ultimate prize, despite yesterday's setback.
Yeah, I think we're getting healthy. We've got some kids coming back from injury that aren't match fit yet, but we've got them on the field now, and I think that's very good.
Next up for the Tar Heels is a Thursday home meeting with the Clemson Tigers. It's 6:25 at WCHL.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood. People in power are seldom as terrific or as terrible as we think. Take longtime Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan, says our Sunday morning colleague Anthony Mason.
When he left the Federal Reserve in 2006, America was in its greatest period of economic growth in our history, and Greenspan was the economy's rock star, revered around the world.
2 years later, the housing bubble burst, Lehman Brothers collapsed, and the stock market plunged.
People were blaming you for what happened.
Mm-hmm. How do I feel?
Yeah.
I didn't like it. But look, I'm a human being. I mean, when I get criticism like I got, obviously, I don't like it. But, you know, I got a lot of praise, which I didn't deserve as well.
At 87, Greenspan is both older and wiser than he was at 80, as you'll hear after this. Choosing the right retirement community for yourself or your loved one depends so much on a special kind of trust. And the folks at Holiday Retirement have built an independent, carefree, and affordable lifestyle for its residents with just that kind of trust. When you choose to live in a Holiday Retirement community, you'll have peace of mind knowing that friendly live-in managers are available around the clock. You'll find all-inclusive amenities, plenty of life-enriching activities, an exclusive travel program to more than 300 of their communities, and you'll enjoy 3 chef-prepared meals a day where everything from entree to dessert is made fresh from scratch. You have a life story. Share it with other folks just like you at a Holiday Retirement community.
Holiday Retirement has over 300 independent living communities in the U.S. and Canada. Bring a friend and join us for lunch to experience firsthand the all-inclusive lifestyle Holiday can offer you. Visit us at holidayliving.com to learn more. That's holidayliving.com.
Alan Greenspan wasn't always an economist, Anthony Mason reminds us.
He studied music at Juilliard and toured for a year with the Henry Jerome Swing Band, playing saxophone and clarinet.
When I played next to Stan Getz, I was 16, he was 15, and I played for a year side by side with him in a band. And he pretty much determined I was going to become an economist.
Musicians make mistakes. Economists do, too. And Greenspan now realizes he made some doozies, even when he was riding high.
I think a lot of things I got wrong, people missed. They still don't understand that I got them wrong.
Like what?
I forgot. It's like a mystery story to me. How in the world did I miss it? And I said, I'm going to find out why.
He spent 2 years going back through the data and charts, writing his new book, The Map and the Territory.
And it became very apparent to me that we misunderstand how systematic fear is.
Greenspan and the Fear Factor, coming up on our next Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
I'm David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Just like on the playing field, teamwork is what you need to tackle any home project. Stop by and team up with Fitch Lumber and Hardware to score big on your upcoming goals. We can help. Get the local home field advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro, or call us at 919-942-3153. As always, thanks for your business.
This is Allison Nichols, resident and 31-year-old farmer. Orange County is unique and edgy in many ways. It offers the culture and vibrant business life of a city, while being surrounded by fields and farms that haven't changed in 100 years. We remain committed to a progressive ideal that honors the environment and the individual. It's a multicultural and inclusive environment. I call that edgy.
Explore, taste, tune in. Experience the edge of the triangle here in your own backyard.
Hi, this is Susie Wicks, the head nurse at Carrboro Family Medicine, where we provide outstanding medical care from newborns to geriatrics. If you're looking for a family doctor, I hope you'll consider Carrboro Family Medicine. Our mission is to provide excellent health care and promote lifelong wellness for your entire family. I am proud that our staff is second to none in providing a friendly, caring hometown welcome to all of our patients. I invite you to find out why we put the emphasis on family in family medicine. Find out more at CarrboroFamilyMedicine.net.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deals, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world with instantly live streaming. You can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM. WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 6:30 at WCHL, and time now for your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather. 46 degrees right now. Boy, it's a little nippy out there this morning. Weather forecast brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. If you're looking for an engagement ring, if you've made that decision, you need to make the right decision when it comes to picking out the ring. Go see Berkeley Grimble at Grimble Jewelers. Always there for you. Grimble's, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. As I said, 46 degrees, sunny, high today in the upper 60s. Tonight mostly cloudy, not as cool with a low in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, another day pretty much the same, partly sunny, slight chance of showers in the afternoon. High tomorrow in the low 70s. A little warmer tomorrow.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories. And more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
Milk is best, but if you're buying it online, maybe not. Researcher Sarah Keim says for some new moms,
they understand the importance of feeding their baby breast milk, but they're having trouble doing so.
So they look to the internet, where breast milk sharing sites are becoming more popular.
We counted over 13,000 advertisements posted on just four of the leading websites.
She tested more than 100 samples. CBS's Barry Bagnato reports.
In the journal Pediatrics, Nationwide Children's Hospital researcher Sarah Keim reports that nearly three quarters of milk samples from the web she tested had unhealthy levels of bacteria, including staph germs and salmonella.
And Keim says that bacteria can be dangerous.
Babies whose immune systems are weak, like premature babies, are particularly high risk for a life-threatening infection.
She says poor milk collection, storage, and shipping probably leads to the contamination. CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
45 degrees, 632 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. Former Chapel Hill Town Council member James Protzman is pulling out of the North Carolina gubernatorial race. He made the announcement Wednesday on his website. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on the story.
Protzman said he was the first to declare his candidacy and the first to pull out.
As I got farther and farther into it, I sort of felt like, oh my God, what have I done? It's just the most maddening, frustrating, terrible experience that anyone could ever want. And so in awe of people who can do it, but I'm clearly not one of them.
In the spring, Protzman, a Democrat, announced his intention to run for governor in the 2016 election, 2 years earlier than most aspirants declare their candidacy. Protzman said on his website, quote, after almost 7 months on the campaign trail, I'm sorry to report that it's worse than I thought it would be. Seeing how candidates have to maneuver to curry favor is sickening, end quote. He added that the constant need to raise funds was taking its toll. Protzman said one of his main reasons for running was frustration over legislation passed by the Republican-controlled legislature.
You know, if there's ever an opportunity for Democrats to come on, it's right now in response to the craziness of the Republican agenda. I'm looking for a progressive candidate who can defend progressive ideals, stand for progressive ideals, and fight for them.
Moving forward, Protzman left a message of support for former state representative Kenneth Spaulding, a Democrat from Durham, though he said it is not an official endorsement. In 1977, Protzman went on to graduate school at UNC Chapel Hill and then started his own business. He was elected to the Chapel Hill Town Council in the early 1990s. Today, he works as a freelance writer and business consultant. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Morris Grove Elementary's Amy Rickard has been named the 2013 Principal of the Year for the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System. Rickard says it was a shock when Superintendent Tom Forsella brought her flowers, along with the good news, during a weekly staff meeting.
He arrived with several other members of our district cabinet, and it was a complete surprise.
Rickard's career in education began as a language arts teacher in Kannapolis City Schools. She then signed on with the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System in 1999 as an administrative intern. After serving as an assistant principal at McDougall Elementary and Raskus Elementary, Rickard served as principal at Glenwood Elementary from 2004 through 2007. When Morris Grove Elementary was opened in 2007, she was named as its first principal. Rickard says she's proud of the school she and her staff have created.
It was a real honor for me to open Morris Grove Elementary School. Planning a school from the ground up is a really unique experience and, to me, an honor.
Rickard earned her bachelor's and master's degrees from the University of North Carolina here in Chapel Hill. She will now be entered into the Wells Fargo North Carolina Principal of the Year competition, along with a principal from each district in the state. Following portfolio reviews and personal interviews, 8 regional finalists will be named to participate in the state selection process. Now, back to politics. Early voting is in full swing. We're kicking off this week by bringing the candidates to you. Tonight, from 7 until 9 p.m., tune in to WCHL for a forum featuring the 5 candidates for Carborough Board of Aldermen. We'll also have a full recap of the WCHL Morning News tomorrow. You'll be able to listen to the discussions in their entirety by visiting Chapelboro's 2013 Election Central page, where you can also check out articles and audio from the forum featuring Chapel Hill Town Council Forum and the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board of Education hopefuls. Our final forum after tonight will come to you on Election Day Eve, Monday, November 4th, from 3 until 4 p.m., when we will host Chapel Hill's Mark Kleinsmith, Hillsborough's Tom Stevens, and Carborough's Lydia Lavelle, all running unopposed for mayor, for a special conversation about the future of the 3 towns in the next 2 years and beyond. All forums take place here at the WCHL studios in Chapel Hill. We'll carry all the forums live on 97.9 FM WCHL, streaming as always on our website at chapelboro.com. And stay tuned to WCHL throughout the campaign season for our ongoing one-on-one interviews with all the candidates, plus all the latest on the 2013 election. And Chapel Hill Town Council will get its first look at the Central West Plan and take public comment on out a proposal to revamp Timber Hollow Apartments when the council meets tonight. The Central West Steering Committee has been working for almost a year to draft a plan that lays out guidelines for future development at the corner of Estes Drive and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. The draft plan will come before the council tonight for public comment. The public is also invited to weigh in on a proposal to add 109 new apartments, along with parking garages, a new clubhouse, and pool at the Timber Hollow Apartment Complex off Piney Mountain Road. In addition, the council will receive the final report from the Rogers Road Task Force and take public comment on the proposal to extend the town's extraterritorial jurisdiction to include the Rogers Road area. The council will meet tonight at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. A partial government shutdown has ended, but that doesn't mean anyone has a solid idea for dodging a potential sequel. The 16-day partial shutdown ended last week, although a possible repeat may be on the horizon. Lawmakers approved a budget that keeps the lights on through January 15th and lets Treasury continue to pay its bills through February 7th. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew says such a standoff can't be repeated. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell similarly says there won't be another government shutdown. That's not to say there is a solution at hand. No one is rushing forward with alternatives to a potential repeat of the gridlock that shuttered parts of the government and pushed the nation toward a default on its debt. President Barack Obama is expected to acknowledge that widespread problems with his health care laws rollouts are unacceptable as the administration scrambles to fix the glitches. The president will speak this morning from the Rose Garden, his first health care-focused event since the cascade of computer problems became apparent. The troublesome rollout of the health care exchanges has been a glaring embarrassment for Obama's signature legislative achievement. White House officials say the president will discuss steps the administration is taking to address the glitches, including ramping up staffing at call centers where people can apply for insurance by phone. A lot of people have been trying to access the site, that is for sure. And that has resulted in a myriad of problems. New Jersey is now the 14th state to recognize same-sex marriage. Just after midnight, same-sex couples started tying the knot in the state of New Jersey. Mayor and U.S. Senate-elect Cory Booker led a ceremony in Newark for seven gay couples, telling the audience, "This is very beautiful." WCHO News Time, 6:39. Coming up next, Libby Huff has today's commentary.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin, and we're still here. The last few years have been, shall we say, a challenge, but honestly, this year has been a turnaround, not just for us, but for the real estate market in general. Don't get me wrong, this is still a tough environment for housing.
It is, but our agents really know what they're doing. They have the resources they need, they persevere, and they're not afraid to tell you the truth. Our reputation for having a long-term perspective and a dogged commitment to getting the job done keeps us ranked among the top 20 firms in the Triangle.
And among the very top in Chapel Hill. We often tell you what to do, how we do it, and why you should call us if you need a realtor. We want to introduce you to the rest of Franklin Street Realty.
Go to franklinstreetrealty.com, look for houses, and check out our agents. You'll find former restaurateurs, teachers, counselors, tennis players, even a midwife. You might be surprised at who we are or were.
Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
Orange County Housing and Human Rights is hosting a three-part series entitled Race, the Power of an Illusion. The public is invited to join the open dialogue about race relations led by expert facilitators. The series will take place on Saturday, October 12th from 2 o'clock p.m. to 4:30 p.m. and Saturday, October 19th from 2 o'clock p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Orange County Main Library in downtown Hillsborough.
It's time to treat yourself to a day of fun and beauty at the Carolina Medi-Spa. Come celebrate with us next Thursday, October 24th from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and take advantage of special discounts on skin products, laser treatments, injectables, and more. And everyone who comes by will receive a $50 voucher and a gift bag with free product samples. See you next Thursday at the Carolina Medi-Spa Open House on 54 just south of I-40. Find out more at carolinamedispa.com and let us show you how to help your skin look as good as it feels.
A little bit nippy this morning. 45 degrees in Chapel Hill. 641 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the Commentators.
This is Libby Huff. I live in the greater Orange County community. My home is in rural Orange, and my office is in historic Hillsboro. I shop there and in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. For too long, many of us, myself included, have seen ourselves as residents and municipalities in competition with one another. We have two chambers of commerce, two school systems, numerous economic development officers, and the list goes on. As someone who is a longtime dweller in this place, and I have no plans to leave, I advocate that we see ourselves as one county. That doesn't mean merge schools or chambers, although it could someday. Instead, I'm asking us to look at what we're doing to support economic development today to better the lives of all who live here, and doing so in a coordinated and collaborative fashion. More business means we can offer jobs to those here at home, whether it be in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsboro, or our little slice of Mebane. More business means we can continually improve our schools while doing more for emergency management services, social services, libraries, and the like. More business means we can have homes that are affordable, really affordable. Throughout our county, there are people who are hurting, those who lack heat and health care, those who cannot read or do not have transportation to the store or doctor, those who are physically or mentally ill yet receive no treatment. And yet in our midst, we have a great public university and hospital, a stellar community college, two fantastic K-12 school systems, and a bunch of bright and passionate people. In other words, we're smart enough to figure this out. Economic development is a social justice issue. We're also wise enough to support such efforts in a way that is consistent with who we are here in the greater Orange County community. As 2013 draws to a close, I ask you to give thought to what it means to be one community and how we can all rally around economic development as one way to keep that community healthy and thriving. This is Libby Huff.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Carolina plays here, UNC football's flagship station. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Last Thursday night, Carolina football used both Bryn Renner and Marquise Williams effectively at the quarterback position in the game against Miami. The two signal callers combined for 395 yards passing and two touchdowns. Here's head coach Larry Fedora after the game on his two QBs.
Yeah, I thought both of those guys played well. They did a nice job, managed the ball. There's two throws we'd like to have back. I mean, you know, but you don't get them back. That's just the way it is. You got to make the plays when they come to you.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Tight end Eric Ebron had a record-setting night for the Tar Heels against Miami last Thursday as the Greensboro native pulled in eight catches for 199 yards. The yardage was a single-game Carolina record for a tight end.
He made a lot of plays tonight. He really did. And I know he was throwing up over on the sideline early in the game, and they had to fix him up at halftime, but the kid played extremely hard.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Yeah, it's amazing to think that Eric Ebron did all those things and feeling so terrible. My goodness. 646 at WCHL. Coming up next, we'll take a look at your traffic and weather together. We have celebrity birthdays on the way, Freddie Conger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL hometown hero, all straight ahead.
It's another star-studded event this weekend at Diamonds Direct Crabtree as we welcome Simon G, one of the world's premier ring designers, in person. Don't miss this special event this Friday and Saturday. You know Diamonds Direct Crabtree is the Triangle's bridal designer destination, carrying all the rings that are on every girl's wish list, like Simon G. Known for intricate design, high quality, and amazing craftsmanship, Simon G has emerged as one of the most recognized and most popular engagement ring designers, and you can meet the creator himself this weekend.
Engagement ring is a very important piece of our jewelry because we're going to wear that ring all our lifetime.
Come to Diamonds Direct Crabtree and see the entire Simon G collection. Find your perfect ring this Friday and Saturday only and meet Simon G in person.
Love never goes out of style.
Join us for a week of fun and fashion featuring one of the world's top bridal jewelry designers, Simon G, this Friday and Saturday, exclusively at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's, official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes.
Fall is here and your local Great Outdoor Provision Company wants to help you enjoy the season with new footwear from Patagonia. Now you can enjoy a recycle-friendly shoe designed with the planet in mind and help young people in Orange County get outdoors. We're celebrating Take a Child Outside this month to inspire a new generation of young environmentalists. During this event, Patagonia will be donating $10 to the Junior Ranger program for every pair of footwear sold. Find out more about great gear and activities near you at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
Good morning. It is 6:48 at WCHL. Time for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Something that Rand Northam truly loves. And Mr. Northam is back after a weekend away and looking all good, sharp, and everything, ready for the big grind when it comes to political season here in our local community.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
I'm feeling refreshed. I'm feeling good.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Well, you look good.
Thank you very much.
You do
as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I know that we have a forum coming up tonight.
We certainly do.
Boy, this political thing just really cranks up. We got the story today about Jim Prochman not running for governor anymore.
And, that's right.
Wow. Just a lot of stuff to talk about.
Well, 109 people voted on the first day of early voting. That was last Thursday. We'll have Fridays as well. We'll have Friday's numbers, no weekend voting. But Friday's numbers coming up after 9 a.m. is when they'll post. So we'll have that on the afternoon and evening news as well as soon as we can on our website today, just after 9 o'clock.
Do you ever go and vote early?
The last time, let's see, the presidential election, I did the early voting.
Yeah.
Did that, one-stop registration, because I had just moved my residency from Raleigh. So, yes, I do early voting myself.
I really enjoy going on election day itself.
True. You
know? Yep. It's an incredibly busy day for us around here. But,
yep.
But I like going on election day and seeing a lot of people. And
yeah, definitely.
Because it's kind of, I consider it a real privilege. You know.
Certainly. That's
and
right.
And it is for all of us. So.
Well, we might all have to do that here pretty soon.
Yeah.
They'll get rid of early voting altogether.
Well, they're trying really hard.
That's right.
Well, anyway, what's up with the traffic this morning?
Traffic is moving smoothly this morning. I-40, 15501, NC-54, the Durham Freeway, not reporting any accidents or delays. Estes Drive, Franklin Street, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, all moving without any delays reported right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that safely.
You know, you just did a really good job. It's as if you've done it before.
You know what? I take a day off, and it came right back to me.
It's like riding a bicycle, isn't
That's
it?
That's right.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover Weather, presented by Southern Rail, serving lunch and dinner daily and brunch on the weekends with free parking on either side of the railroad tracks. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carborough. All right, your weather looks like this. 45 degrees, a little bit nippy this morning. Yeah, nippy. And sunny skies. High today in the upper 60s, and that's it, about 68 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, not as cool with a low in the upper 40s. Well, not a lot of difference. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a slight chance of showers in the afternoon. High tomorrow in the low 70s. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy, slight chance of showers continuing. Lows once again in the upper 40s. And then on Wednesday, really more of the same. with the highs in the middle 60s. So I don't know about you, but I actually enjoy this weather. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Manfred Mann is 73. Two different are incarnations of his band, Manfred Mann and Diddy Diddy, and then later on, Manfred Mann's Earth Band with Blinded by the Light and all that kind of stuff. Manfred Mann, 73 years old today. Steve Cropper, a member of Booker T and the MGs and part of that great Memphis music scene, 72 years old today. Elvin Bishop, fooled around and fell in love, 71 years old today. TV's Judge Judy Scheinlin is her last name. She's 71. Let's see here. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is 64 years old today. Of course, Israeli Prime Minister. Charlotte Caffey, who was a member of the Go-Go's, is 60 today. Actress, author Carrie Fisher, 57 years old today. Let's see here. Actor Ken Watanabe is 54. Actress Melora Walters, 53. Actor Jeremy Miller, 37. Actor Michael McMillian is 35 years old today. Kim Kardashian, who's kind of famous for being famous, 33. Actor Matt Dallas is 33. And some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. First of all, I want to say I'm sorry that I missed Brian Thornburg's birthday. He turned another year older on Saturday. Happy birthday, Brian. I hope it was a good one for you. Also celebrating today, Al Dawson. And our birthday winner of the day is John Coffey. John Coffey. Happy birthday, buddy. We got a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores at Fordham Boulevard and Metamont, where they always enjoy taking good care of their customers. Congratulations, John Coffey. Today's birthday winner at WCHL. All right, time for trivia, ladies and gentlemen. And when you get ready to do some trivia, why not call in a trivial person?
Yes.
Here is the most trivial guy I know.
Hey, I'd be entertaining if you were playing Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah, you would be.
Or if you're just sitting around, you know, playing trivia at the lunch counter.
Or if we're doing...
At Sutton's or Bredman's.
Like
or
rock and roll trivia.
Oh!
We would both be extremely...
You know what? If you did rock and roll trivia, Ron and I would come over and bring pizza.
Yeah, that would be fun.
We could be like, you take it to the road.
I'll never forget that time that we were at a party and you
would
put together
all
this stuff.
It was my 45th birthday. Yeah.
Exactly. And a whole bunch of friends around the room and I walked in and somebody, you know, needed somebody on their team
whatever.
And they said, we'll take Ron.
Yeah, Ron was
team.
A ringer.
Yeah, but it was fun.
It was
really fun.
I still got that tape. I have like 200 tunes, like little snippets. One night, the ACC crew were up in Charlottesville driving around, and I mentioned that I had that tape, and Steve Martin said, the rent a car here, they've got a cassette player, and they throw it in. We'd go back to the hotel.
Yeah.
We drove around Charlottesville for about an hour.
Yeah.
So they could play the whole cassette game.
And he knew all of them, right?
He knew. Well, Mike Hogwood was in there, and at the time, our analyst was Doc Walker.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
African-American guy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got Dave Archer.
Yeah.
But nobody wanted to go back to the hotel. So I'm like, okay. We had fun. But anyway, that's got nothing to do with what today. Yeah. We're doing the NBA draft.
Okay.
Because, I mean, the NBA
is
about
to... There is a draft in here. You might have left the window open.
Yeah.
Sorry.
There used to be a draft back in the 70s, too.
Yeah.
We didn't want that one either.
Mm-mm. No, sure didn't.
The NBA draft, NBA season is, cranking up, and although I can't say that I'm a big NBA fan, but our question's revolving around its draft. Yeah. In the 1984 NBA draft, who were the two players taken ahead of Michael Jordan?
I know one of them right away.
In the 1984 NBA draft, who were the two players taken ahead of Michael Jordan?
Well, why don't we say if somebody gets one of them, that would be the winner.
No,
is that all right? You don't want to do that.
On, we're gonna lay this. No,
okay.
We're gonna.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll be strict about this.
All right.
Got to get the two people taken ahead of Michael Jordan in the 1984 National Basketball Association draft.
Correct. Give us a call 919-929-WCHL, where you can get a $10 gift card to Cruisers,
where you are
so good to go,
and you can swap trivia prize.
Call us.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
If you're looking for a role model in how to mentor young men, let me recommend to you John French.
I try to create programs for our Chapel Hill residents. My passion is youth, so I create a lot of programs for at-risk youth.
That's his regular job with the Chapel Hill Police Department. John French is today's WCHL hometown hero.
During the summer, I run this summer youth employment program. On the side, I coach a lot of kids, and we participate in some local tournaments around here, and we just give them an opportunity to go play and get out of Chapel Hill and do some things. It's called a Friday Night Outdoor Basketball League, and every Friday, myself, Officer Lennon, work with youth for ages 8 to 18 at the Hargraves Recreational Center. They come in there, and a lot of times we'll feed them, and we let them play basketball. They get mentored from the staff at the police department, and it's just a great venue for the kids to come out and their parents come out and be in a safe and secure environment for about 3 or 4 hours. When I first came here, most people were real apprehensive of talking to the police, and now they try to seek us out. It's pretty cool.
John French was nominated for a WCHL Hometown Hero Award by Kevin Gunter of the Chapel Hill Police Department.
The Visions Program is something I started with a couple of friends of mine where we would go into the schools and we mentor youth, and we go in every week and basically advocate for the youth while they're in school and try to guide them. We take them on tours of colleges and try to get them interested in going to college. Since I started that group, 100% of our guys who were in the group that went to college went. About majority of the kids when they first came in there said they would never go to college.
Man, you ought to be proud of yourself for that. That's amazing.
Yeah, really.
Because of what his dad does, John's son Caleb has a lot of role models around him.
My son, he'll say, gosh, he think he got about 100 brothers. they all want to come to the house. And I think he understands the bigger picture, and he likes the fact that he feel like he got a whole bunch of brothers.
And how old is your son?
He's 10 years old.
John French ought to be really proud of all those years working hard to help young people.
A lot of kids who said, people said, wouldn't go to college. It wouldn't really amount to anything. All went to school. I'm really proud of how the peer pressure has caused that to happen, because I know I've had a couple kids who said they just weren't interested in college, but they didn't want to break that 100% streak. They quit
really?
Anyway.
Wow.
Once they got there, they realized that it was where they needed to be. I'm really proud of that, because I know somebody gave back to me, Charles Beckton, and I wanted to make sure. That's the one thing he said. He said, you know, I'll ask you for money or anything, but just make sure you give back to somebody else.
Just think what a positive influence John French has been on so many young men in our community. He's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
A lot of phone calls this morning trying to answer Freddie's question.
I believe the two players taken ahead of Michael Jordan in the 1984 NBA draft would be Sam Bowie.
That's one. He was number two.
And Hakeem Olajuwon.
You got it. See, you got it. We got good people out there who are on top of the stuff.
And for a long time, everybody talked about what a horrible decision that was to select Sam Bowie ahead of Michael Jordan, because Sam Bowie was always hurt. I mean, just perennially injured. And, of course, we all know what happened to Michael Jordan. What a great NBA career he had. So, at any rate, that's the answer to the question. Hakeem Olajuwon and Sam Bowie. Robert Spranzi called in. Took him about 3 seconds to remember that, because Robert was around back then, as we all were. And Robert gets Swap Trivia Prize and gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you very much, Robert Spranzi. Hey, a little chilly this morning. 46 degrees right now.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
7 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals...